Public sympathy with Bahrain protesters are gaining momentum in Iraq as a group of activists in the southern city of Basra are collecting signatures from Basra people demanding diplomatic action against the Bahraini regime by their government and the Arab League.
These signatures will be submitted to the Iraqi parliament and to the international humanitarian organizations, in addition to all the embassies in Iraq.
Until now, we have collected more than 10,000 signatures. We are going forward to collect even more.
Since mid-February, thousands of anti-government protesters in Bahrain have poured into the streets, calling for an end to the ruling regime. Scores of protesters have been killed by government forces and many others gone missing as the regime continues to violently suppress protesters. As Arab countries, for the most part, have failed to provide media coverage about the situation in Bahrain, the Iraqi local media has taken matters into their own hands by covering tribal gatherings that support the Bahrain protesters.
The Arab media has refused to cover the Bahraini uprising. That is why we have to work extra hard to bring attention to our brothers in Bahrain.
Observers say what is certain is that protests and political activities will continue as long as the Bahrain government continues to crack down on protesters.
Protests and sit-in are not enough to support the protesters in Bahrain. We need to demand the Iraqi government and parliament to intervene in a formal way to support the Bahraini people.
More than 3,200 was injured and 29 was killed from the Bahrain protesters since the beginning of Bahrain uprising. People here in Basra also condemned the Arab League for its silence towards Saudi Arabia as its military forces invaded Bahrain in mid-March to help suppress the anti-government protests in the country. For Press TV, Haider Saad, Basra.